as far as the number of days of the fund drive, I think we should remember that when Berkeley is broadcasting, for example, Letters of Politics, when they're broadcasting the evening news, their fund drive extends at least 1 week, 4 hours, 1 week, or 2 weeks each time. So that means that the apparent amount of time that listeners are hearing the fund drive is during our time when we're not fundraising. Now, my recommendation has been, unfitting, and I have talked about ways of trying to make things evergreen when you have a fund drive. For example, let someone doesn't say, you know, this is June 1st, and on June 2nd, we're going to have, and it's played in August. That we should, someone should go through that before it's put on the air and pull out anything that refers to it at the time. It's a no-brainer. We shouldn't, I mean, there are things there that insult the listener, which is unnecessary. And as far as the events that we have that are promoting Berkeley, I don't know why we have Berkeley News on. It's something that costs us a lot of money, and we can do local news. It has to cost us something, and I would appreciate it if Kent could address that issue. How much does that cost us?
Okay, first of all, Jim, I need to know, I would like to know what numbers you were referring to respond. Because I do have the supporting documentation of what we made. Starting with the first fund drive last year, we were under budget. We were under budget, underperforming fund drive since last October. And the only reason that we're possibly not, maybe breaking, it's hard to tell, if we do, it's like $5 difference, is because we extended our drive by 13 days. It's not okay for 91 days of fund drive. Our listeners are leaving. They're just declining, decreasing. Every day, every year, the daily intake is less and less and less. So you have to get more fund drives in order to make the same amount of money you did the year before because you have less listeners. I mean, it's just a death spiral. You know, whatever. But for the whole year, I have been saying we're underperforming on fund drives. And I'm not, I gave him a pass last year because he was new, he was enthusiastic, maybe, you know, he had all these great ideas. This year, we have to hold to actual facts and numbers, and you have to base next year's revenue on what we did get this year. And every year, it has been declining more. So that we can even keep it even with last year, good. As for Crumshaw, let me see. Bernard gave us a little budget which went out in the LSB today for a news department, which will cost about $250,000.
That page
is
what you have.
I'll pass this around. I have a hard copy. $250,000. Considering that we desperately need $100,000 for a submitter, this $250,000 for a new department is a non-starter.
Okay, anybody else?
Yeah.
Yep. Jimmy, I don't know. Ken, Aaron?
Podcast.
Okay. I'm rather older, Mike. This was distributed at the 11th hour by the ED, its final version. By the GM. I consider it disrespectful that he would submit a budget with assumptions that on four different fund drives in 2013, he's going to earn an average of $50,000 a day for 20 days. $50,000 a day on October and February and May. $50,000 a day. When did we ever do that? I distributed to the LSB charts showing that this station operated with 30 to 40 fund drive days a year for many, many years. And then it escalated during the Iraq invasion and expenses went up. The fund drives get longer, and the income stays the same or goes down. And we're just cannibalizing our own public. It's like I said in my emails, like trying to get healthy by eating cake. Hopeful doesn't work, and on the PNV, we try to do all the stations, good intentions, we're going to hire a development director, things are going to be wonderful, we're going to make more money. It just doesn't happen.
Thank you.
I'm almost done, I'm sure I have about 20 seconds. 5 seconds. The GM's job is to come in with a balanced budget. He's not doing it, he's not doing his job.
Okay. I heard the same speeches last year and we came in on budget. So that's right. No point. We're not all attributing the demise of our traditional listenership to your timetable, Ken. We all have our own theories as to why we are losing listeners. Some of us were wrong when we weren't. But anyway, so after we finished the stack and going around the table, I moved to accept the budget. However, I do want to make the comment, it's not like everything that Kim said was awesome. There are some questions. We have some of those answers. We are right in terms of the postage with the election. We have never used this kind of a business reply envelope, and these numbers correlate with what we heard on the elections committee call. So I do think that that answer is that. In terms of the news department, I don't like, I think that it's way too much for sure. I also think that the PNB has been terribly negligent by not getting rid of the FSR or turning it into, instead getting CPB money as training. It's a great training program for new types of, young people all over the world, but it is not a news department that is useful for the network. Instead, we should have our own, get the $60,000 a year out of that. Anyway, we just presented this to the GM like a month ago, did not have discussions as to how to put this budget together or what we had envisioned. The problem here is we did not have a strategic planning meeting at the beginning of the year, and we can do this at a quarter. That's a motion.
I believe Panel Ray and
when the stack is finished, one time.
Yeah, there's a motion on the floor, yeah.
Now I just want to second what Lydia said, because I think that's strategic planning. We need all this extra time, and I would even say that it should have been done in the Finance Committee, but the Finance Committee has done other things outside of the working on the budget. So I think that for the following fiscal year, a strategic planning that we should set up in advance, possibly at the beginning of the year, would be sufficient in order to understand a lot of this financial information and budget proposals that we can work with the management. So giving them enough time and giving ourselves enough time to be prepared by the time this comes around. This is the second time, well, we've only been here 2 years, that we have the budget given to us the month that we need to approve them at the end of the fiscal year, which is really critical.
Point of information, the budget crop management was due like 2.5 months ago. 2.5 months ago, not last Monday. That is why we have not had time to do strategic planning on the LSP. Again, the general manager was
reminded. Thank you.
Well, first of all, I think it's really a disservice for people on this board to criticize Kim. She's the messenger. I know one of our programs wrote a book about killing the messenger. What she's brought to us is what has not been done by management. Let me remind you all that management people are paid. We are volunteers. When I started on this board, I asked that they send out a mail drive, and I was just told at the Finance Committee that, once again, our GM is working with Terry from and supposedly we're going to have a mailing go out targeted for either the transmitter, a capital campaign for the transmitter, or a news department fundraiser, okay? So this is something the board has asked since I've been on the board. Number two, the news department, we were told there would be a news department by October 1st. That should be interesting. Grants. Where are they? What's been written? Every nonprofit I did on, the grants have been reported to the board. We're seeking funding from X, Y, Z. we have a development director. I think she should be at the meeting saying, guys, here's how you can help me as board member. Instead, management is asking us that we're somehow responsible for creating the budget that we're paying them for, creating the drugs. Do you want to tell us? Creating the drives, they should be formulating and bringing to us for approval. They have put the cart before the horse. I have Bella recommended to management a professional finance person who makes millions of dollars for nonprofit and can explain things like negotiation and how you negotiate contracts. So I'm going to say here that I object to management's constant criticism of the board. We are their whipping person.
Yeah.
We have brought the suggestion to them. It's time for them to step up and show the board what they're doing when we bring motions. Thank you.
Okay, we're done. I'm just going to add a few things. This budget does include the second hotel transmitter. I forget where it is on the budget, but it's in there.
It's not supported by income, Michael.
I understand that. I'm not discussing that. Stop interrupting me and calling out. Stop interrupting me and calling out. I recognize you have a chance to speak. It's my turn to speak. However, it does not include anything for a news department, and in my mind, that's unacceptable. I will not vote for this budget. I also don't think $250,000 is the necessary amount of money for a news department. I think that putting up $250,000 budget, when we already have 1.55 positions, the news department is a smokescreen for not having a news department and a local newscast. So I think that we could easily have a local newscast that we could use FSRN. We can have a stopgap, a half-hour local newscast. We can provide additional salaries for the Spanish language newscast that we do have. We can do that within the constraints of the budget. I also think that there has been grief in the fund drive. I think it's gone up steadily. I think it's at the point of diminishing returns, it's destroying the listenership. But I think that the key destruction of listenership happened much earlier. We went to script programming. There was a declaration made that was to save the network.
Oh, sorry. Everybody has to follow time. Rather than giving time.
I think so. I wanted to just point out that earlier in the decade, under previous general manager, we raised $1 million in 10 or 11 days. And I think that's because we had much edgier and community-based programming that responded to the needs of the school and the other social groups in transportation society. And the reason we're not raising the money now is because of the poor quality of the programming that we're putting on.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to ask all of us to call a question and vote. Whether we support this budget or not.
No. Langer has a motion.
Okay, there was a motion on the floor. There are two motions. The first motion was for Mr. Langer. Can you repeat it?
And I'd like to introduce our third motion.
I'd like to introduce. Okay, let's hear the ones that were up.
We got two.
We have 7 more minutes of this discussion. Excuse me. We have a time certain of 9:30. I want to get done. Please read the motion.
The LSB sanctions the general manager and the business manager for not submitting a complete fiscal year 2013 station budget.
I'm going to leave that sufficient discussion of this issue, and I'd like to call the question.
Okay.
All in favor, raise your hand.
Could you reread the motion?
Repeat it quickly.
The LSB sanctions the general manager and the business manager for not submitting a complete fiscal year 2013 station budget.
Roll call vote.
Sure.
Okay, please
call the roll. So we don't get a chance to debate this.
I'm saying that we had sufficient discussion.
No, we not a word.
I'm sorry. We have 7 more minutes of this entire process because we have a time certain of 9:30. Unless you want to make a motion to extend discussion.
I'll make a motion to extend discussion.
Second. One word, 2/3 of the people to require a roll call.
Okay.
I'd like to move it
to extend discussion. By how many minutes?
30.
What?
I meant that 30.
Okay.
So you don't like to come here, Mr. Yankee, I'm sorry.
Motion to extend discussion by 30 minutes. All in favor, signify by raising your hand. All opposed. Motion is defeated.
I'll go for 5 minutes.
Do it
10. All right, motion to extend by 10 minutes. All in favor. Opposed. Carried. All right, so.
Extend the session and
best of the discussion for 10 minutes. All right, so we're going to have 10 minutes of discussion, including at least two motions. So I'll take one in favor, one opposed, and Mr. Wagner's motion. Someone to speak in favor?
If anybody here is over 14 years old, you realize you have to be accountable for the things you're responsible for doing. If you allow people to say, to just give you excuses and never deliver products, you can expect to get the same behavior. We have to hold this management accountable. 93 days, $50,000, and that's a balanced budget? That's ridiculous.
Okay, speaker opposed to Mr. Wagner's motion.
Would you repeat the motion again? The LSB sanctions the general manager and the business manager for not submitting the complete fiscal year 2013 station budget.
There was more.
Excuse me,
there was more. Gary got it wrong. Let me ask you
the same thing, whatever it is. Quickly.
And direct the personnel committee to make this part of its annual evaluation.
Okay, on information it is.
Yes.
It's a job description. In the job description of the general manager, and therefore in the evaluation process.
Correct.
Okay.
So my point is a simple one, John. We may not like all aspects of the budget. We may not understand all aspects of the budget. We changed the meeting so that he's not here to answer some of the questions of the budget. But to say that he did not, that the management did not submit a complete budget is simply not the case. It's a complete budget. We just have questions about it. So to sanction somebody for preparing a budget we don't agree with, which is complete, is a bogus motion and an unfair motion.
And I recognize, I ask for one in favor, one opposed, and we're going to a vote. Yeah, there's one in favor, one opposed, we're going to a vote.
I'd like to move to table this motion.
Okay, second. Motion to table. Second. Without discussion, all in favor of tabling the motion. Did you get by raising your hand? One, two, three. Excuse me. Allow the chair to make a count. Favor of tabling. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Opposed. One, two, three, four, five, six. 7, 8.
Recount. That was more than 8. I really don't know. Who was opposed? I counted.
All right.
I call for a count. Roll call.
I
take 2/3 to table?
No.
No.
You say he takes 2/3 for roll call?
No.
Ken
Aaron. No table. Chuck Anderson.
Yes.
Ankeny Antara. No.
Excuse me. Was there a ruling from the chair on whether or not Robert's rules and Albie, this place is in love with Robert's rules? As I understand it, you need 2/3 to call for a roll call vote.
No. Anybody
can call for a roll
call vote. Give us sight. Sight. My parliamentarian is looking it up as we speak.
Well, we then require 2/3 vote for all call
before.
Then in that case, it must not be around the rules.
All right, please proceed with the roll call.
Rodrigo Agueta.
No table. Yeah, I'm tired.
Okay, so, all right.
Fred Blair.
Just vote.
No table.
Lydia Brisson.
Yes.
John Crumshaw.
Yes.
John DeCinio.
No table.
Ariana Gladney.
Table.
That's a yes to table.
Yes.
Leonard Eisenberg.
Here's your left.
Kim Coffin.
No table.
Fred Plunder.
Yes to table, please.
Jim Lafferty.
Yes.
Brenda Medina.
Yes.
Margie Murray.
No table.
Michael Novick.
Yes.
John Parker.
Not yet.
He's gone.
Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
John Wenger.
No table.
Lamont Yakin.
No. No table.
Is there any member that I failed to call? Michael Novick, you pass. How do you vote?
My vote is irrelevant.
You voted irrelevant. So you're present not voting? Or? Right.
What's the result?
Did you abstain? Yes or no?
We got it.
Yes vote is 8-9. The no vote is 9.
Yeah, thank you, Michael.
Motion fails. Motion to table fails.
Okay, so we're voting on the motion.
Yeah.
Well, the chair could have voted to make the time.
And if motion would have failed.
The motion could have made it fail. We're moving on to a vote on the motion itself.
Yes.
Does it require a roll call?
Yeah, yes. That's just accuracy on the hand call
the roll. Work. No, someone changed their roll call, thank you.
Okay.
Ken Aaron.
I support the motion.
Chuck Anderson.
No.
Ankine Antero.
No.
Rodrigo Argueta.
It is.
Fred Blair.
Yes.
Lydia Persone.
No.
John Crumshaw.
No.
John Decimio.
No.
Ariana Gladden.
No.
Okay, I need to back up. John Decimio, is your vote stand?
I want to vote yes for the motion.
Thank you.
I hear you missed the signal.
Decimio's vote changed from no to yes. Ariana Gladden.
Abstain.
Leonard Eisenberg. Kim Kaufman.
Yes.
Fred Plunder.
No.
Jim Lafferty.
No.
Brenda Medina.
No.
Is that a no?
No.
Death? Margie Murray.
Yes.
Michael Novick.
No.
John Parker.
No.
Sorry. Lawrence Reyes.
No.
John Wenger.
Yes.
Lamont Yakin.
Yes.
Did I not call anyone?
I have to apologize for logging out like I did. Somebody who was an absolute emergency.
Okay, thank you. How do you vote?
I don't vote.
He wasn't present in the discussion.
You want to get the Reader's Digest first? I have actually done some research into that.
Right, thank you.
So I vote.
The yes votes are 8.
We're now.
The no votes are 9. The motion fails.
1 act.
Thank you.
Okay, there was a second motion on the floor by Mr. Dillon.
I have a motion too.
It was a motion to approve the budget with the footnote that we review as we're charged to do the report.
Second. Both of you are part of that.
We require to review the report.
The motion to approve the budget.
Okay.
Second to review the report. We have to review it for a seconded, made and seconded. I'm going to move you no further discussion on this question. Can we have a hand vote?
No. Roll call.
Roll call. Please call the roll.
No, that's not.
Secretary is calling the roll on the motion to approve the budget. Please stop talking.
Ken Aaron.
No.
Chuck Anderson.
No.
Ankine Antara.
Let's see.
Rodrigo Argueta.
Rodrigo, how do you vote on the motion to approve the budget? He's standing right there. Motion to approve the budget as presented.
No.
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 Fred Blair.
No.
No.
Lydia Brisson.
Yes.
John Crumshaw.
Abstain.
John DeSimio.
No.
Ariana Gladden.
No.
Is that a no?
No.
Leonard Eisenberg.
No.
He said no.
That's a no. Kim Kaufman.
No.
Fred Plunder.
A pass for moment.
Jim Lafferty.
Yes.
Brenda Medina.
Yes.
Margie Murray.
No.
Michael Novick.
No.
John Parker.
Gone.
Lawrence Reyes.
I guess you really can't pass because I'm the last one, right?
You are not the last one, you can't pass.
I'll pass.
John Wenger.
No.
Lamont Yakey.
No.
Did I not call anyone? All right, going back to the passes. Fred Plunder, how do you vote?
No.
Lawrence Reyes, how do you vote?
No.
County 13-3, no.
The yes votes are 3.
Yes. We have about 2 minutes left to raise the motion. The motion clearly was defeated.
The no votes are 14.
2
fails. And I'm sorry, 2 abstentions.
I'm sorry, we were at 9:30. Was the scheduled time instead of 10 minutes? You have 3 minutes to Mr. Reyes' motion.
Yeah, I'd like to table the budget to a time that the general manager could be here to answer the outstanding question.
Yeah.
Second.
Yeah. Wait.
That's
right.
Wait.
Okay.
Right. Right. It's 2 years late. Right.
Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. I think it's out of order that the general manager's budget has been voted on to see with the indication that it was not approved by the LSPS last year as well. We came back to the CFO team to another meeting.
I
stand corrected. 2 years ago, we did disapprove the budget.
We didn't approve it.
The meeting is adjourned for an executive session. Please do not leave if you're on the station board, but please leave if you're not.
This is
an executive session. We have to report back on our last executive session. We need to be in executive session to do it.
Can we have a 5 minute break while we clear out the bathroom and stuff like
only
that?
Only people will promise to come back.
I'm back.
The executive session is 20 minutes. We're
We've said that.
You should take a brief. Don't take a break.